It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
The masses have never thirsted after truth. Whoever can supply them with illusions is easily their master. Whoever attempts to destroy their illusions is always their victim. A quote from Gustav Le Bon. Discord, division, and polarization. Those who wield power will always orchestrate events, some of them tragic, to occupy public attention. The border separations of parents from children and the Soccer World Cup are current examples of such distractions. Again, some of them tragic, like the border separations. And all the while, global power elite are preparing for collapse, which is already unfolding. What agendas are being carried out in plain sight? Listen carefully to this 60-second video clip from U.S. Secretary of State John Bolton. Consider what he says in front of a raving crowd of the 1%.
I have said for over 10 years since coming to these events that the declared policy of the United States of America should be the overthrow of the mullah's regime in Tehran. The behavior and the objectives of the regime are not going to change, and therefore the only solution is to change the regime itself. And that's why before 2019, we here will celebrate in Tehran. Thank you very much.
Consider what you just heard Trump appointee John Bolton state publicly on the record. The agenda of taking down Iran, and we will see you there in 2019, stating the U.S. will have a puppet government installed if he has his way. Consider what I have covered in previous broadcasts again and again, what we heard Wesley Clark state as the agenda outlined 1 week after 9/11 of taking down these Middle Eastern countries, occupying them, taking them over, in essence. The 9/11 false flag event that we know we have evidence to prove conclusively was not what our government has told us. And those who don't believe it, those who have the courage to investigate what 9/11 architects and engineers have cited on the record with proof to back it up, 3,000 of the world's top architects and engineers stating on the record the official story is absolutely verifiably false. When will Americans, the majority of them, wake up, look at facts, and face reality? Considering what you just heard Bolton state, can anyone deny the fact that America is an empire with no regard for international law? Can anyone rationally deny the fact that America has no regard whatsoever for the sovereignty of other states? Can anyone deny the fact that our completely out of control military already occupies? This is verifiable fact. 150 countries around the globe. Let's not forget these facts. And for those who are still trying to convince themselves that the current administration is, quote, draining the swamp with the likes of military-industrial complex puppet John Bolton, please wake up. John Bolton should have been put on trial for war crimes and crimes against humanity long ago. American imperialism is, and has long since been, completely out of control. Unfolding biosphere collapse is fueling the desperation of empire. We are all in uncharted territory. Great challenges, as of yet unimaginable to most, are converging on us all. Many dire frontline reports are in this broadcast. Stay tuned. Please don't believe anything I report on. Rather, if you care about the truth, summon your courage and investigate these reports for yourself. Connect the dots. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour for June 23rd. 2018. This is a commercial-free program and is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org. It's broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM. Saturday morning, 6 to 7. Sunday mornings, 7 to 8. Global Alert News is also rebroadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. Please share this information after you've investigated and found this information verifiable. Please help us to get the word out, because social media is cracking down on anything that doesn't match the official narratives. This is verifiable fact. Help us to get the word out. If you're in the Reading area, free geoengineeringwatch.org materials are available from Orchard Nutrition. For those not in the Reading area, the latest Geoengineering Watch awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Again, help us to get the word out. Time is not on our side. The July 28th event, I will announce this every week until that event, because it's imperative that those who are able attend this event, find out what's happening, how fast it's happening, how dire the situation is, and what you can do to help us change course. Who can say when the dominoes will begin to fall and the unimaginably complex and unstable chain of reality we have known will begin to collapse? This may be our last such event. Who can say? Things are unraveling very rapidly. The converging catastrophes that are closing in on us all will not seem real until it is real. The July 28th Northern California event is a rally to take action, an event to provide proof of the existential threats that we face from climate engineering and how that relates to geopolitical desperation. This event will supply the materials needed to wake others. We must reach a critical mass of awareness if we're to have any hope of exposing and halting climate engineering and averting near-term planetary omnicide, not just from climate engineering, but from a long list of human insanity. Human activity that's decimated the planet. We have treated this planet with unimaginable contempt, and we will all soon pay the price if we continue on this course. Climate engineering, exposing and stopping it, single greatest leap we could take in the right direction. The flyer for this event on July 28th, 2018 is now available on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org in the top center. You can download that flyer and print it wherever you are, share it, and please ask others to do the same. If you're in the Reading area, we should have colored glossy copies of that flyer at Orchard Nutrition sometime next week. You can pick up copies and please help share those locally so that more people understand this event is occurring and the urgency of them attending and helping us to sound the alarm and turn the tide. The July 28th event, again, Shasta County Fairgrounds, Anderson, California, July 28th, 2018. Full details on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. Multiple former government speakers, former pilot, former EPA, and as I stated previously, we hope there will be an extremely important additional individual there to speak to attendees privately. We will announce when we are sure of this. We may not be sure to the last moment. This individual would be taking great risk at attending, but we think he may. Another reminder, the Jim Fair event will also be taking place simultaneously at the fairgrounds in an adjacent building. Jim Fair, a staunch supporter of the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. Show your support. Show up to this event. Jim Fair will be there from the 27th through the 29th. At the Shasta County Fairgrounds, there's also overnight facilities for camping there. If you contact the fairgrounds, you can get more details on that. Moving on, as I go through headlines, power structure desperation followed by frontline biosphere collapse breaking reports. Remember this, power structure desperation is being fueled by the collapse of the environment, which is being fueled by climate engineering along with countless other forms of human activity. And by the way, for the record, this is the 150th installment of the weekly Global Alert News update. We will continue as long as we are able. Headlines. U.S., which is brimming with credibility right now, and this is meant to be a facetious statement. Of course, we are not brimming with any credibility whatsoever. Headline finishes with, to quit UN Human Rights Council. I want to go through the unfolding tyrannical governmental behavior, not just by our government, but others, and get to the biosphere collapse further in this broadcast, which is fueling all of it, further fueling all of it. The U.S. plans to announce its withdrawal from the United Nations Human Rights Council today, according to Reuters. It's certainly interesting timing, coming just the day after the U.N. Human Rights Chief slammed the Trump administration's policy of separating migrant parents from their children as unconscionable. But the move has been expected for some time now and has much more to do with the United States pushing back against U.N. criticism of Israel. Again, the separation of parents from children at the border, specifically designed to outrage much of the U.S. population, to create conflict and division, and thus keep the population's attention off of the fact that the biosphere is imploding and the power structure is maneuvering for total collapse. Continuing, another headline from the Times of Israel. This is a parallel report. U.S. quits the U.N. Human Rights Council, citing its chronic bias against Israel. From that report, the United States is withdrawing from the U.N. Human Rights Council. Follow me through with this, and let's look at just how absurdly hypocritical this is, the behavior of our country, our country. And to criticize this, does that mean I'm not patriotic? No. It means that I'm being honest. And we need honesty now. And we need to look ourselves in the mirror. And until we do, we will not avert the current course that we are on, a course that will lead to all of our demise. It's not just our country that's criminally corrupt, all governments are. But that corruption is in direct proportion to the size and strength of the militaries involved, the U.S. being bigger than the next 10 militaries combined. Continuing from this report, again, the United States is withdrawing from the UN Human Rights Council. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley said Tuesday, branding the global body a cesspool of political bias. That's the pot calling the kettle black, isn't it? I can hardly stand to look at Nikki Haley or any of the previous administration representatives. It's not just this administration. They're all just power structure props in the play, all of them. Whatever side of the political fence you are on, consider that if you're caught up in this power structure orchestrated drama, you're not seeing the bigger picture. Please stand back, take a long, hard look at the facts, try to eliminate your bias, preconception, and ideology. Look through a clear lens. That's what we need at this most critical time in human history. Here is the quote from Nikki Haley. We take this step because our commitment does not allow us to remain a part of a hypocritical and self-serving organization that makes a mockery of human rights. She said this at a press conference announcing the move to withdraw from the UN Human Rights Council. What unimaginable, incomprehensible hypocrisy coming from the representatives of our government. Let's stop there for a moment. Again, the immense hypocrisy of Nikki Haley's statements cannot truly be comprehended. Haley's statement again, that America would never, quote, make a mockery of human rights. Really, Miss Haley. Though the theater of distraction that the border family separations are, and by design getting the most attention, a tragedy, but designed for a purpose by the power structure, what about the estimated 500,000 children that died as a direct result of U.S. sanctions in Iraq, a country that had nothing to do with 9/11? What about the other Middle Eastern countries that have been decimated by the U.S. so-called intervention, with tens of thousands of civilians and children killed in the name of, quote, freedom and democracy, which is an absolutely tyrannical lie. How many innocent children were killed as a direct result of the U.S. spreading this freedom and democracy via unbridled war and carnage? What a complete sham your statements of human rights are, Mrs. Haley. And let's not forget about the Western power structure supported current war in Yemen that's creating one of the largest humanitarian crises, in fact, estimated to be the largest humanitarian crisis in human history. A war that's being waged against one of the poorest countries in the world. A war that is being waged by brutal and completely corrupt Saudi dictators. And again, its devoted allies, the US, the UK, and yes, Israel. The alliance of above the law, oppression, carnage, and unbridled hypocrisy. That's the fact of the matter. This is not to say other governments are not corrupt, but which governments are fomenting the most chaos and the most carnage on the globe at this time? I've named them. Let's continue with a final statement from the Times of Israel. Israel's ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, D Danny Dannon, welcomed the announcement, saying in a statement that the U.S. has proven yet again its commitment to truth and justice and unwillingness to allow the blind hatred of Israel in international institutions to stand unchallenged. Because no one is allowed to criticize Israel. It's simply not allowed. And the U.S. is the dog being wagged by the tail. There's no rational denial of that at this point. Please continue to follow me through these dots I'm connecting. All of these geopolitical issues are connected to biosphere collapse and thus climate engineering. Let's continue. In regard to human rights, here's another example report from Human Rights Watch. Israel, 50 years of occupation and abuses. From this report, 50 years after Israel occupied the West Bank of Gaza, it controls these areas through repression, institutionalized discrimination, and systematic abuses of the Palestinian population's rights, Human Rights Watch said today. At least five categories of major violations of international human rights law and humanitarian law characterize the occupation of unlawful killings, forced displacement, abusive detention, the closure of the Gaza Strip and other unjustified restrictions on the movement, and the development of settlements, illegal settlements, along with accompanying discriminatory policies. And yet we have the U.S. hypocritically claiming that we are the only ones that uphold human rights policies while we're doing everything we're doing, from the atrocities that are happening at the U.S. border right now to the unimaginably long list of what we have done to other countries. Let's get into some of that. Not just our country, but Israel as well. These are the most above-the-law alliance on the planet. From the American Herald Tribune, another new report that outlines what the mainstream U.S. so-called media won't tell you. Again, bear with me through these reports, which I will connect to the environmental implosion, power structure, desperation issues in a moment. Bear with me. This headline, Israeli brutality, American apathy, two nations in terminal decline. I recommend the reading of this full report from the American Herald Tribune. I do not have time to do it on this broadcast, but here is the bottom line. All empires fail, and that failing is already unraveling. The bottom line is this. In the relentless quest to take every remaining patch of land from the Palestinian people, isn't Israel behaving in exactly the manner that the U.S. government did toward the Native Americans? And how many other countries, as I already stated, has the American empire destabilized and or occupied and or invaded? This is the tale of empire, nothing less. In response to the now completely out of control hypocrisy and outright lies being propagated by the U.S. media and its representatives like Nikki Haley, here's a several-year-old but still very relevant report. U.S. war murdered 20 to 30 million since World War II. From this report, U.S. covert and overt criminal wars of aggression caused the deaths of 20 to 30 million people since World War II, according to an outstanding documentation by James Lucas of countercurrents.org. The U.S. use and support of armed attacks is documented in 37 countries and in direct violation of treaties after both World Wars. The end of this gruesome and psychopathic history of armed intervention, attacks, and war murders in the Orwellian names of unalienable rights and freedom will end upon the demand of enough of the 99% to arrest the war criminals. 99%, allowing 1% to wreak havoc and carnage all over the globe if the 99% or a significant portion of them do not wake up soon, face reality, and help us to turn the tide. We will be at the end of the road. That's a mathematical fact, as the power structures spin completely out of control and destroy what's yet left of the Earth's life support systems. Another headline from strategicculture.org and other sources, this new report. Western media whitewashes Yemen genocide. With the United Nations, again, consider what Nikki Haley said, so hypocritical, that they wouldn't stand by and watch human rights abuses when the number one sources of them, countries I already named, are above the law and the most responsible for the largest numbers of human rights abuses on the planet. So consider this headline again from strategicculture.org. Western media whitewashes Yemen genocide, with the United Nations warning that millions of civilians could die Could, may, might. There's those words again. They will die if this continues. From violence or starvation, from the ongoing military siege of Yemen, there is no other way to describe what is happening except genocide. And again, as an American citizen, if you think those who truly run your government care about you any more than they do the Yemenis people or the Palestinians, think again. 2.4 billion rounds with a B of 40 caliber hollow point purchased by your government 6 years ago. What do you think they're preparing for? Who do you think those bullets are for? And that's on top of all the other assaults against U.S. civilians, from 9/11 to fluoridated water to toxic vaccinations to the highly toxic climate engineering fallout that each of us suck up with every breath. This report continues from the whitewash of the genocide in Yemen. More than 3 year on war in Yemen, the more than 3 year on war in Yemen waged by Western backed Saudi coalition has been arguably genocidal from the onset, with up to 8 million people facing imminent starvation due to years long blockade of the Arabian country, as well as from indiscriminate airstrikes. Western news media are Nazi propaganda like ministries whose duty it is to whitewash genocide conducted by their governments. The lies and omissions being told about Yemen are one more reason among many reasons why Western media have no credibility whatsoever. They are serving, as they usually do, as accomplices in an epic war crime, in this case, against Yemen. And again, Western media, mainstream media, criminal accomplices of the climate engineering cover-up, which is also genocidal and omnicidal. Continue with headlines. As crimes pile up, they become invisible. Western complicity in Saudi Arabia's dirty war in Yemen. Follow me through with this, because Yemen is a snapshot of how the rest of the planet's populations will be dealt with soon by those in power. This headline report: after 3 years of relentless conflict, it has been estimated that out of a population of 27.4 million in Yemen, 22.2 million people are in need of humanitarian assistance right now. 22.2 million. Let's consider this. 10 stages of genocide. 1, classification. People are divided into us and them. See that happening in the U.S.? If you don't, you're not looking very closely. 2, symbolization. People are forced to identify themselves. Which side, which tribe are you on? Discrimination. People begin to face systematic discrimination. Dehumanization. People equated with animals, vermin, or disease. How many people have been polarized that way to look at those from the Middle East who have been decimated by Western militaries? They're not in our country. We are in theirs. Consider that. They were not responsible for 9/11. Consider that. Consider the sort of deception that has gone on for so long that most Americans have no idea who is doing what to who. That needs to change. 5, organization. The government creates special groups, police, military, to enforce the policies. We are already a police state in this country. 6, polarization. The government broadcasts propaganda to turn the populace against its chosen target group. 7, preparation. Official action to remove or relocate people begins. Already seeing that happen. Persecution. Beginning of murders. Theft of property. Trial. Massacres. How close are we on all of those counts? 9, extermination. Wholesale elimination of the group. It is extermination and not murder, because the people are not considered human. What's happening in Yemen? Do we hear anything about that? Absolutely nothing. Nor all the rest of the carnage being propagated around the globe that our country, our military, and our so-called allies are directly involved in. 10, the government denies that it has committed any crime. How true is that across the board, including the climate engineering insanity? Total official denial, all elected officials, all official agencies. And as our legal efforts continue to try to force NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, to release the documents they said they would give our legal team, that they're required to give our legal team, because the Department of Commerce, the overseeing agency for NOAA, has been sued by our legal team, and they are still now completely ignoring their legal requirement to give us the amount of documents they said they would give us, which is in the thousands. We are reviewing what they've sent us. I'll update as soon as I can, but a blatant ignoring of their legal responsibilities, and the denial of their activities across the board. More on that later in this broadcast. The 10 stages of genocide that I just covered was a document developed by Dr. Gregory H. Stanton, a professor at the University of Mary in Washington. Stanton has served as the president of the International Association of Genocide Scholars and now leads Genocide Watch, a nonprofit organization dedicated to the fight against genocide. Now let's consider this headline from truthdig.com and other sources. Trump's military drops a bomb every 12 minutes and no one is talking about it. To be clear, the current administration is dropping far more bombs than previous administrations. Should this come as any surprise? All administrations are nothing more than military-industrial complex tools, puppets, minions, and the insanity grows worse by the day. And if you, again, are caught up in the manufactured theater on any side of the political fence, please stand back and look at the wider horizon. The ship on which we were all passengers is going down by the day. If you don't believe it, you will. Wait and see. Now, this headline from DefenseNews.com. The U.S. is running out of bombs. From that report, the Pentagon plans to invest more than $20 billion in munitions in its next budget. America is expending, i.e. using, munitions at an increasingly intense rate. I've been over that in previous headlines. Bombing in countless places. Some of the countries in which there is not even a state of war, and the U.S. is still dropping bombs. We don't hear about that with U.S. media. For the record, consider this new headline report from ConsortiumNews.com and other sources. The persistent myth of U.S. precision bombing. Fact, the majority of those killed by U.S. bombings, and for that matter, bombings from any government carried out by any government, are innocent civilians. Remember that. So for those blindly waving their flags, pretending they're patriots, take the time to watch a film called Good Kill. What's that film about? Been over this in previous broadcasts. It's about the drone operators for the U.S. military killing scores and scores and scores of innocent civilians in other countries, conducting operations like this, bombing first individuals that are not positively identified as even being a threat to the U.S. in any way, shape, or form. When the locals come near that bomb site, they bomb again, a double tap, killing yet more innocent civilians. And when there's a funeral for all those that died in those indiscriminate illegal bombings, they bomb again, killing everyone at the funerals. What would we do? What would Americans do if anybody dared to do this to our country even once? Even once. Yet, we pretend that we're some sort of moral example to the planet, as Nikki Haley would have us believe, an absolute lie, an absolute verifiable lie. Over decades and decades and decades, the opposite behavior has been demonstrated from our country with individuals that should have been locked up long ago, like John Bolton, the audio of which I played at the beginning of this broadcast, stating the objective openly to take down Iran. When will the unimaginable, incomprehensible hypocrisy be faced by more in our country? I ask you, if you truly consider yourself a patriot, look in the mirror, be honest, look at the facts. Help us to turn this tide. Another headline from DefenseNews.com. Trump orders creation of independent space force. Let's just continue ramping up the military-industrial insanity till there's nothing left of our planet or our atmosphere. From this report, Washington, President Donald Trump on Monday signed an executive order directing the Pentagon to create a new space force, quote, a move that could radically transform the U.S. military by pulling space functions previously run by the Air Force, Navy, and other military branches into a single independent service. From Trump, I'm hereby directing the Department of Defense and Pentagon to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a space force as the sixth branch of the armed services. Trump said this during a meeting of the National Space Council. From Trump, quote, it is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance in space. End quote from Trump. Again, Trump said this at a meeting of the Space Council this week. Another reminder on a U.S. military document that everyone should look up, read, and consider, owning the weather. Owning the Weather 2025. Look up the document, compare it with the rest of the historical documentation we have at geoengineeringwatch.org, including nearly 800-page Senate documents that make clear climate engineering has long since been a lethal reality on planet Earth. While the population sleeps, the Earth's life support systems are systematically being dismantled in the name of power and control, in the quest for power and control, and total global hegemony being pushed most aggressively by the United States of America. That's the fact. Another headline from the LA Times and other sources. Trump administration tightens rules for federal scientists talking to reporters. Again, for all those who think a criticism of the current administration is somehow a praise of former administrations, please, please, don't think so dichotomously. They were all criminal. The criminality is simply worse now than ever before. Verifiable fact. From this report, a new directive from Trump, the Trump administration instructs federal scientists with the U.S. Geological Survey to get approval, prior approval, from its parent agency before agreeing to interview requests from reporters. Censorship across the board. Scientists, social media, weathermen, let's remember the federal gag order on all National Weather Service and NOAA employees. Total clampdown. Orwellian police state. Here, now. It cannot happen. It could not happen without legions and legions and legions of blind order followers who simply feel if they continue to do their job and preserve their personal bubble that everything will somehow magically turn out okay in the end. This could not be further from the truth. If the legions of order followers do not start showing some sense of honor, courage, and responsibility toward the whole, it will soon be game over. Mathematical fact. Another statement from Mr. Trump last week. Quote, our air is now better than it was 2 years ago. End quote. Really, Mr. Trump? On which planet are you referring to? He continued, verified data isn't yet available, but the American Lung Association tells me this is quite possibly true. Because of the impact of regulations put in place before Trump? Question mark, no. But policies during the Trump era. What an incredibly massive lie that is. That with the gutting of environmental protection that has been carried out since this administration took office, and again, previous administrations also very, very bad for the environment, just simply more covert about their actions. But now it's blatant and unimaginably aggressive, and Trump has the audacity to claim that he has helped air quality and the ramping up of climate engineering at the top of the list of contaminating every breath we take. Orwellian world that we live in. Day is night, up is down, black is white. And the legions of order followers allowing that to happen as they go about their lives, pretending again that everything will magically work itself out if they simply continue going along with the insanity. Let's move on to the biosphere, which is the bottom line, which is directly connected to every form of geopolitical aggression and insanity, which I just covered. How's the biosphere doing overall, by the way? Again, which in the end is the bottom line in regard to our collective survival. First, Fukushima, the nuclear ongoing contamination, nuclear volcano that just keeps giving, with no known technology to fix it, with no end in sight. And the human race is adding even more nuclear plant nightmares to the overall 400-plus facilities that already exist. I hear it again and again and again. Why would, quote, they do this to themselves? Do we need any other example than the nuclear insanity, the nuclear power insanity? We're not dealing with sanity at the top. That's a core part of the problem. We're dealing with power addicts that do not consider the consequences of their actions, even to themselves. This is psychoanalytical fact. Every single one of these nuclear plants is nothing less than a ticking time bomb. But is Fukushima the biggest killer, for example, of the Pacific Ocean and other parts of the biosphere? No. No. Please, for those who think this is the case, do more investigation. Mathematically speaking, at the current time, of all the forms of human activity that are decimating the biosphere, climate engineering, aka weather and biological warfare, is the most destructive. And that's saying a lot. And for those who think the geoengineering, climate engineering assault is the only challenge we face, I ask you, please, also do more investigation. The world we face, the challenges we face, are complex and many. The this or that thinking does not give a credible picture or a credible conclusion to others you are trying to wake up. Learn the fundamentals. Share credible data. That's how we wake others up. Another headline, where have all the insects gone? This is from multiple sources. There's a crisis in the countryside. We've reported on this again and again. This is a new report, every week coming out now. The fact that the insects are dying all over the globe. How long do we think we can last once the insects are gone? How long? The crisis is not coming. It's here. Report continues. Massive decline in insect numbers. Here we go. Could have significant consequences for the environment. Could, may, might. Lies of omission from mainstream media, paid propagandists whose job it is to pacify the public until the last possible moment by using words like could, may, might. This one is from Robin McKee. Look her up. Let her know what you think about her downplaying of the severity of what's unfolding. She continues with this. This is covered by mainstream media, by the way. The statistics are grim. An insect Armageddon is underway, say many entomologists. Do we need a scientist to tell us that when we already have the statistics that there's an 80 to 90% insect collapse, terrestrial and aquatic? And we need scientists to tell us that once we know the statistics? The result of multiple whammy, this is from the report, of environmental impacts, pollution, habitat changes, overuse of pesticides, and global warming, and it's a decline that could, there is the word again, could have crucial consequences. If you leap off a 100-story building, there could be crucial consequences. That's how absurd these statements are. And as expected, the single most environmentally destructive factor of all, global climate intervention operations, completely omitted from this report. Another headline from counterpunch.org. This new report should be listened to carefully. Listen to the colossal lie at the end of this report, an excerpt that is designed, as so many other reports, to pacify the already complacent populations. Here's the headline, "The Plight of Birds and the Hand of Man in the Sixth Great Extinction." From this report, if the Anthropocene is our age, the Anthropocene refers to the age of man. It is a science term. Report continues, it is also, the Anthropocene, our look in the mirror to see what the human footprint has wrought. Even if unwittingly, global warming, extreme weather events have become more severe. Plastic pollution and stressed wildlife, record extinctions, insect declines, just went over that. All portents of an impaired future, warning humans repeatedly of urgency. The sixth mass extinction is underway, but it will take centuries, if not thousands of years. Think of how absurd that final statement is. It will take centuries, if not thousands of years. Let's look at this mathematically. As I've stated in numerous broadcasts, we have lost 60% plus of Earth's wildlife populations in the last 40 years, and that rate is accelerating by the day. We're losing 200 to 300 species of plant, animal, and insect to extinction per day, and the author of this article states the extinction will take hundreds, if not thousands of years. Where did these people learn math? On the current trajectory, if that rate does not accelerate, we have a decade or less. And that doesn't mean that things stay business as usual for a decade. Not at all. It means we're done and gone in that amount of time. That's how rapidly this has happened. We've lost 80 to 90% of Earth's insects already. If the insects die, we die. And this article author from mainstream media has the audacity to state that this process will take hundreds, if not thousands of years. Absolute, blatant, glaring lie to pacify the population until the last possible moment. Let's continue. This new report is from RTTV. Almost half of Indians out of drinking water by 2030. 600 million facing shortages. Follow me through with several reports that will clarify that this is an immediate situation. It's not off on the horizon in 2030. From this report, the second largest population in the world is suffering from the worst water crisis in history, with the situation deteriorating year by year, according to a study recently done. Currently, 600 million Indians face high to extreme water stress, and about 200,000 people die every year due to inadequate access to safe water, the study warned. Follow me through with these reports now, connecting to what I just covered. What's the more realistic assessment of the water crisis in India? Consider this report on the same subject from digitaljournal.com. Report warns 21 Indian cities will run out of water by 2020. Not 2030, 2020. A new study by the Indian government's policy think tank this week published some alarming statistics warning that India is facing its worst ever water crisis, with some 600 million people facing water shortage. By 2020, not 2030, because of increasing demand, 21 of India's cities will be out of groundwater by 2020. An alarming situation that also threatens food security, seeing as 80% of this water is used for agriculture. There's no stopping what's unfolding. Be clear about that. We need to be clear about that. Many people think mistakenly that if we shut off climate engineering, for example, everything would reset and be fine. That is willful blindness. The damage done to the planet, the biosphere, can't just be erased. Exposing and stopping climate engineering is the single greatest leap we could take in the right direction, but that is only the beginning of our challenges. If we collectively ignore or deny the countless other forms of anthropogenic activity to the planet, we lose credibility. All must be considered. The situation is complex. Now, a third report from thewire.in and other sources. As India runs out of water, its desertified land comes into view. The tipping point of major ecological crisis is no longer in the future. It's here now. Not 2030, not 2020, here now. This is the most truthful report I have just read. That's why it is so important to do some legitimate, objective investigation of the frontline facts so that you can see through the smoke and mirrors being pumped out by power structures that do not want to panic their populations. Another headline from the EastAsiaForum.com, this report: a storm of climate change migration is brewing in South Asia. Now let's consider the terminology used in that headline. Mainstream media uses the, quote, migrant term to cover and confuse the fact that the term refugee is the term that actually applies to the increasing waves of populations that will try to survive by relocating, forced relocations due to accelerating environmental collapse. It's happening all over the globe. These forced waves of environmental collapse refugees will continue to put pressure on the current card house of industrialized, militarized society, and that pressure is forcing the sorts of geopolitical desperation that I outlined earlier in this broadcast. Another headline. Let's take a moment to remember this from 2015 from National Geographic. This is relevant, relates to climate engineering. National Geographic stated, worst drought in 1,000 years predicted for American West. Global warming to cause historic mega drought by century's end, National Geographic stated. To be clear, the National Geographic headline is nothing less than power structure programming of the population to condition the masses into accepting the shutoff of precipitation as if it were just an act of nature, which it is not. The climate engineers have completely disrupted the flow of precipitation, period. This is not speculation, it's a verifiable fact. The climate engineers control the spigot. Remember that. What other forms of decimation is climate engineering causing? Consider this newly released peer-reviewed so-called science study published in ScienceDirect.com titled Quantifying the Impact of Sulfate Geoengineering. What does that mean? It means spraying particles into the atmosphere. That's what that term means for those that don't understand it. The impact of sulfate geoengineering on mortality from air quality and UVB exposure. Remember, Mr. Trump just told us, as I covered earlier in this broadcast, the air was magically cleaner because the exponentially smaller particles from climate engineering, nanoparticulates, are not measured for or accounted for in any official study at all. So they go completely under the radar, so therefore they don't count, which allows Mr. Trump to lie about reality, claiming the air quality is actually better under his administration. Speaking of lies, from this report I just cited, consider this lie. Direct non-climate effects of sulfate injection produce net health risk reduction. Injection health impacts are small relative to the risks associated with climate change. What is that saying? This power structure lie being pumped out from academia, telling us that the atmospheric spraying is reducing our health risk? Orwellian world, up is down, black is white, night is day. And the population accepts it and goes on about their life. this claim that injecting sulfate particles, toxic heavy metals and chemicals into the atmosphere, all of which settles down through the air column, which we get to breathe, is actually going to reduce our health risk. Really? Is that why every other commercial is asthma, autism, Alzheimer's, ADD, COPD, dementia? We won't be around long on the current course. Rest assured, that's a mathematical fact. We must wake up. We must change course. Let me continue with what you can do at the end of this broadcast. From the BBC and other sources, farming underground and a fight against climate change. No mention of climate engineering again. In an effort to ensure food security for their families and livestock, some Bolivian farmers have built underground greenhouses. Farming out in the open has become nearly impossible due to increasing temperatures and increasing UV radiation. Not mentioned in this headline, but a major part of the equation. Continuing, record warm New York temperatures. How many people are taking note of that in between the weather whiplash cool downs? Record floods in many locations. From drought to deluge. Welcome to climate engineering and an imploding biosphere. Now, this new headline report from Scientific American and other sources. Get ready for more volcanic eruptions as the planet warms. A new study shows that even relatively small-scale climate changes affect volcanic activity. Throughout its history, the report states, Earth has gone through periods of massive natural climate change, such as entering and leaving ice ages. Scientists have noted volcanic eruptions tended to increase as glaciers melted away. When the scientists compared the volcanic record with glacial coverage, they found the number of eruptions indeed dropped significantly as the climate cooled and ice expanded. The opposite is happening right now at this point, of course. Now let's consider this new report from LiveScience.com. Antarctica is getting taller, and here's why. Bedrock under Antarctica is rising more swiftly than ever recorded as ice melts. Its weight on the rock below tightens. This is glacial rebound. I have addressed this in numerous previous broadcasts. Now it's being discussed more and more by mainstream media because they can't hide it. That's why. Dramatic changes such as those that the researchers observed in Antarctica's bedrock nudged upward by the mantle below were thought to happen. Listen to this. This is the important part of this report. Over thousands of years, or even tens of thousands of years, their new findings show this shift in response to vanishing ice can take place much more rapidly, even over decades. As I've stated over and over and over, it's far worse than we're being told. Far, far worse and far more immediate. This new headline report from multiple sources, scientists discover 91 volcanoes below Antarctica's ice sheet. This is in addition to the 47 already known about, and the eruptions would melt more ice in a region already affected by climate change. Of course they will melt more ice. Final excerpt from the report, and this could happen. There we are, could, may, might. With that many volcanoes, it's a question of could. No, it's not a question of could. It is happening. In West Antarctica, where significant warming in the region caused by climate change has begun to affect its ice sheets. If they are reduced significantly, this could, there's the word again, could release pressure on the volcanoes that lie below and lead to eruptions that could, there's the word a third time, further destabilize the ice sheets and enhance sea level rise that are already affecting our oceans. Final statement is true. Yes, sea level rise is affecting everything everywhere. There's no could, may, might. The ice is melting. The mass is lifting. Expansion is occurring. Thermal expansion is occurring. And that will trigger more volcanism, period. Along with potential effects from radio frequency microwave transmissions. Much to consider in this equation. But we must remember to put the horse before the cart in this equation. The volcanic activity is increasing because of the warming of the planet, the lifting of the ice mass, the warming of the oceans, the thermal expansion. All of that is contributing to further volcanism. Climate engineering must be remembered and considered to be a core causal factor of what is unfolding in these regions as well, because climate engineering alters upper-level wind currents, which alters ocean currents. When you have warm water pumping into the polar regions, which is further destabilizing those regions, further accelerating the volcanism. Now, I want to cover another aspect that needs to be woven into all that I've covered already. Many continue to claim that in spite of the immense damage anthropogenic activity has done to the planet, which includes climate engineering, that we are somehow entering a mini ice age due to a solar minimum cycle. They make this claim in spite of the fact that human activity, as I stated, which includes climate engineering, has completely disrupted the former energy balance of the planet, trapping far more heat in the atmosphere since the dawn of the industrial epoch. Let's examine the claim of a quote of a coming ice age using mathematics and not ideology. From skepticalscience.com and other sources, a grand solar minimum would barely make a dent in the human-caused global warming. What difference would a grand solar minimum make in the amount of solar energy reaching us? Relative to current levels, the Dalton minimum represents a 0.08 decrease, and the Maunder minimum represents a 0.25 decline in solar radiation in the Earth's surface. That's how stable solar activity is. That's also why we are playing with fire by increasing the greenhouse effect on our planet so much and so quickly. We're threatening the stability of the climate that has been so favorable to our development. Moving on, this new report from truthout.org and other sources. May 2018 broke thousands of high temperature records across the U.S. How many records were broken? 8,600 official. But even that record does not tell the whole story, because official high temperatures are being underreported, and the frequency of those high temperatures are also being underreported. Now this headline from resilience.org. This is a headline report on the findings of a new science study. To some degree, it summarizes the impact of human activity on the planet. Civilization as an asteroid, humans, livestock, and extinctions. From this report, humans and our livestock now make up 97% of all animals on land. Wild animals, mammals, and birds have been reduced to a mere remnant, just 3%. This is based on mass. Humans and our domesticated animals outweigh all terrestrial wild animals and birds 32 to 1. To clarify, if we add up the weight of all the people, cows, sheep, pigs, horses, dogs, chickens, turkeys, etc., that total is 32 times greater than the weight of all the wild terrestrial animals and birds combined. Final excerpts from this new science report. Human numbers and livestock numbers have skyrocketed to completely unnatural, abnormal, and unsustainable levels. We are well into the fastest extinction event in at least the past 65 million years. Quote, the rate of known extinctions of species in the past century is roughly 50 to 500 times greater than the extinction rate calculated from the fossil fuel record. That statistic is far short of how bad it is. In fact, current extinction rates are as much as 30 times higher than the 500 time number given in this report, as much as 15,000 times background rates. That's 1.5% of normal. How many think that this could possibly continue for much longer? And consider the report, the so-called science report from mainstream media, covered by mainstream media, I covered earlier in this broadcast, that stated this extinction will take hundreds, if not thousands, of years. That math is so unimaginably flawed, it's criminal. We're there. We are far into the curve of the sixth great mass extinction. We cannot continue on this path much longer, or we will not be here. We are about to hit the wall at full velocity. Final note, then I'll cover what you can do to help us try to change course. Last week I said I would cover the unfolding global methane apocalypse. Methane that's rapidly building up in the atmosphere from formerly frozen methane deposits that are literally exploding into the atmosphere from thawing terrestrial and seabed deposits. Why is this issue so dire? Because as our atmosphere fills with heat-trapping gases, with methane at the top of the list, methane that's not discussed or even considered by the so-called climate science community, only now just beginning to consider it because they can't hide it any longer, like so many other aspects of this equation, the insect collapse and other aspects that we've covered for nearly a decade at geoengineeringwatch.org, and now is just being covered by some of academia and some of the media because they can't hide it any longer. The heat that enters our atmosphere cannot escape because of these gases. Again, with methane being at the top of the list, from 100 to 120 times more potent than CO2 over a 10-year time horizon. Why is the situation so dire? Park your car in full sun on a hot day. Roll up the windows and consider how long you will survive as the heat builds up at unimaginable speed. This is, in fact, the overall scenario that's happening on our planet right now at this moment, with the buildup of greenhouse gases and the destruction of the ozone layer. Climate engineering is further fueling the methane global meltdown and the destruction of the ozone layer, not mitigating it. I apologize that due to so many breaking important frontline reports this week, I again do not have enough time in this broadcast to cover the unfolding methane apocalypse and ozone layer collapse, but I will try again in next week's broadcast. The bottom line is this: at this dark hour, what will each of us choose to do for the greater good? Will we choose to face the truth head on? Will we choose to take every possible peaceful action we can to help wake those around us, to help turn the tide? Or will we convince ourselves of the lie that we are helpless against the tide of insanity? We are not helpless. Those in power are not gods. Stand up, educate yourself, make your voice heard. If you're near enough to the Northern California July 28th, the call to action event to attend, I hope you will do so. If not, please see the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for activist instructions and awareness-raising materials. What we collectively face is nothing short of an existential threat, many existential threats on the near-term horizon. We must face these threats head-on or we have no chance. Those who still do not believe the severity of what's unfolding, you will wait and see. In the meantime, those who are already awake are desperately needed to continue sowing credible seeds of awareness. Make your voice heard. Until next week, this is Dane Wigginton with GeoengineeringWatch.org.